Stephen Gilroy.
With the Edinburgh Falcons, what's your position and what have you been doing today?
Team manager today. We were in a playoff to win the league title in the Northern Cycle Speedway, and we've came up trumps. We were up against a tough Sheffield side and we've managed to win 79 points to 70. Looks a wee bit comfortable in the end, but it was far from comfortable. We to fight for every point, and the key was getting 76 points or more, and with 2 heats to go, we achieved our target, and that meant that we're the first Edinburgh club to win a Cycle Speedway title for many, many years.
It's close though, of course, the points there. Did you think it would be such a close result at the end of the day?
Yes, 100%. Both teams won every match apart from one during the season, and you always knew the bookies would have had a draw, a narrow price on a draw the day, because both teams were that evenly matched. But we just got our noses in front just before half time at heat 8, and we never let that lead go. We just capitalised on every mistake that Sheffield made, and a lot of great efforts for the boys today, so proud of every one of them.
The weather up here has been very windy and raining here, still raining just now.
The match was in neutral venue at Newcastle, and it's been very windy here, just right off the coast, and it's blown a gale, but we've held them there when it's windy in Cycle Speedway. The tapes are fluttering. Any movement for the tape, you think it's going up and it can cause you to move, so the guys have got to concentrate even more than they usually would. Again, none of them had any problems on the starting gate. None of them moved. None of them picked up a silly exclusion, which would set you back so many points on a day like this. So again, another reason to be proud of everybody. Team manager of the day and getting the boys over the line. That was the objective. And at times, having a common word with some of them if they've had a bad race, geeing up the ones that needed a wee kick up their ear at times, and using my reserve riders to their capacity and bringing them in when we had an opportunity to get points over Sheffield. So that was my job today. I'd like to think I'd done my job not too bad as well, when we've got the result, and it's a happy bunch drinking champagne and out of a trophy at the moment.
What about the referee's decisions as far as you were concerned? Were they fair for the Falcons?
The referee had... He didn't notice him, and I always think in football, any sport, if the referee, you didn't notice him, then he's just went about his business and had a good match. I'm not one for moaning about referees anyway, but certainly the guy today, who's a local guy, Terry Kirkup, he didn't have a decision to make till heat 14. The one that he did make, there was no qualms about. Sheffield agreed it was the right decision. And regardless of that, we had a big enough cushion anyway, so the referee played his part and a good match as well.
Stevie, what was your team? Who was racing for you today for the Edinburgh Falcons?
The Edinburgh Falcons team was Neil Swanson, Ewan Kennedy, Marcin Sharkovsky, Johnny Murphy, Dougie Morgan, Gavin Kennedy, Mark Lee and Paul Kelly. That's the 8 guys.
Any maximums?
Maximums, Neil Swanson dropped 1 point. He nearly picked up a full house. And Ewan Kennedy, for a young lad, 16, what a performance he turned in. He dropped a couple of points. But the day wasn't about maximums. I sat them down at the beginning. If you want a maximum, then individual's the way to go. You know, these guys today, their target is 76 points, and sometimes you've got to sacrifice a win to maybe help your partner out, so you didn't get the win, second and a third, and that gets you the 5 points, and that's what you want. You need to get as many points for the team. So it would have been great to have had a maximum, but the main thing was getting 76, and we got 79, so delighted with that.
From the youth for Ewan Kennedy to the legends, Johnny Murphy. How did Johnny get on?
Johnny done all right. He only had one race. I took him out a couple of races to use my tactical reserves. Johnny done fine in his first race. He was all over the guy. 71-year-old. Wanted him in the team. The main reason for Johnny today was his common experience figure to calm the Ewan Kennedys and Douglas Morgans and Mark Lees. And if you add their ages together, they're about 51. And they're still 20 years behind Johnny with the three of them added together. So Johnny's job was to calm them and offer his experience. And like all of the guys, Johnny done his job to a tee. We took a decent crowd with us today. We had a 8 car loads, which is a decent supporting Cycle Speedway. Every one of them, the 120 miles down here, every mile they came down for us, we tried to reward them with, and I think we done that well.
Ah, fantastic. You know, you're talking about Edinburgh Falcons. What about Sheffield? How were they faring?
Sheffield, excellent. A lot of young talent. I've got a lot of young boy called James Bunton. He was second behind Kieran Swanson back at Red Braes in July in the British Championship. He's coming on leaps and bounds, that boy, and he can hold his head up high. Niall Morton rode well for Sheffield. An older guy, Luke Morton, who's the father of Niall Morton, he rode really well. So Sheffield, they'll be disappointed. They were the holders of this trophy and they've relinquished that today, but none of them should be downhearted with the performance. They've got plenty more trophies in there. in the locker because they're a young up-and-coming side, exceptionally one or two. But Sheffield, they'll be disappointed, but again, they can hold their heads up high.
Stevie, what about trophies this year? What have you won this year, the Falcons?
This is our first trophy. We won the individual with Kieran Swanson, the Under-13 British Championship. But this is our league title, and that'll do for us. We've got a presentation night on the 21st of November at Willebrae Bowling Club, and our wee cup that we've won the day will be there. I'm sure it'll be full off for our boys, and we've got a couple of Polish guys. I'm sure they'll be filling it up with some Polish vodka, but they'll have a wee party that night, and we'll celebrate what we've done today.
What does it mean to the Falcons and winning this cup, and what about yourself personally?
Great triumph. I've been involved for 20 years and we've never won a league title before. So to get that today, exceptional. I said that to a couple of the younger boys at the beginning. Johnny, Craig Newsome, a guy that writes for the day team, has voted for us for 20 years. He's never had a chance of a playoff or a cup final, so to speak, which is what today was. So it's not going to happen all the time for these guys. And they had to take their opportunity, and they've done that today. So again, I can only emphasise how proud I am of them.
Fantastic. And it's due to all the work that has been put out, and of course the coaching and the riders as well. Any problems with any of the bikes today? Or?
The bikes were fine. There was no failures. Again, that's a bit of responsibility of the riders. So again, just, you know, look after your bike. Make sure that that's performing. I didn't want any slip-ups. Nobody having a chain coming off or poor maintenance costing us a point. These are cardinal errors. If you make them, then you lose matches. So the day they had to make themselves big, you know, they had to get the points. They had to look after their bike. They had to look after their conduct. And every one of them, again, done that perfectly.
What about the track? Have you raced there before?
Yeah, we've rode here a couple of times. Excellent wee track. Nice wee sports complex. They look after you well. It's got a lovely wee fence and pits area, and they've just developed it over a couple of years. And Newcastle are a credit to Cycle Speedway. They've done superbly well in a short period of time for hosting us today, for hosting the match. It's a great privilege to race here, and all the boys like the track, and we thank Newcastle for having us.
What about the feelings of the riders and the supporters down there right now?
They're all delighted. I've got a star attraction no far from me at the moment, if you want to have a word with him. But certainly the boys are all, they're all cock-a-hoop. They're drinking champagne, they're running about, and they're all hyper.
What's your name?
Ewan Kennedy.
Ewan, how do you feel right now?
I feel really good, yeah. Just won the league.
Yeah, fantastic, isn't it? And you'll be going down in history as being one of the teams that's won the league title after, you know, this period of time. How did you get on the track today? I know the weather's not too great up here in the Edinburgh area with rain and wind, but did that make any difference to your riding this afternoon?
Well, I was part of the 273s, which were important in winning the week, so yeah, I was happy about that.
Did you have any problems on the track that, you know, you had to try and watch out for?
Yeah, it was slippy at points, and it was really hard to hold the inside line because the track, like, took you out to the side, so it was hard to hold the inside line.
Who was your partner for the Falcons?
I was racing with Neil Swanson in two of my races where I got 7 threes, and they rode really well.
Do you feel proud to be part of the Falcons team?
Yeah, definitely.
What next for you then?
Try and do well again next season and see what happens.
Thanks very much for chatting to me.
Thank you.